Texas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Weather for today, sunny, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees, some rain moving in tonight. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. President Trump canceled a meeting with Russia.
Savchenko reports.
U.S. District Judge April Perry originally blocked the Trump administration's order to send troops to Illinois earlier this month. Her order was temporary and was set to expire Thursday. But Justice Department lawyers have now agreed to continue to abide by the order while they wait for the Supreme Court to hand down a ruling. The Supreme Court could overturn Perry's order. Paul Gowder, a law professor at Northwestern University, says that would, quote, contribute to a dangerous pattern of permitting the president to violate the law. A ruling from the high court that sides with the Trump administration could allow troop deployments immediately. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Savchenko in Chicago.
Separately, the Coast Guard says it will host federal immigration agents at a Coast Guard base in the San Francisco Bay Area. President Trump has said he wanted to target the city to reduce crime. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie opposes this action. Lurie says he has signed an emergency directive to prepare the city for possible federal troop deployment. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. President Trump is escalating his beef with Republican lawmakers over his proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. Some Republicans, including Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and Representative Tracy Mann, say the move would hurt U.S. producers. But in a post on his social media site Truth Social, Trump suggested American cattle ranchers need to work harder to get the price of beef down for consumers. Trump said Wednesday the only reason U.S. cattle ranchers are doing so well is because of the tariffs he's imposed on imported beef. In response, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said, quote, "The reality is that ranchers' success is driven by their own hard work," and asked the government not to undercut them by importing more Argentinian beef. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about increases to student fees at state universities. Suzanne Perez reports.
Universities say fees are needed to cover expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But members of a legislative committee on efficiency say they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent and whether universities are charging students too much. Elaine Frisbee is vice president of finance for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says regents weigh both sides before approving any fee hikes.
Ensuring that the university has the revenue available to ensure they can still deliver the kind of education that they expect.
Fees for a full-time undergraduate student this year range from less than $500 at Kansas State to more than $1,000 at Wichita State. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Officials in Manhattan, Kansas, are warning residents to be on the lookout for sick raccoons that may be carrying a contagious disease. The city's Animal Control Division posted a warning on social media Wednesday saying some raccoons in the area are showing signs of canine distemper. Humans cannot get canine distemper, but unvaccinated dogs are highly susceptible to the disease, which can be fatal. Signs that a raccoon may be infected include disorientation and twitching. Residents are asked to report any sick raccoons to Manhattan Animal Control. A South Central Kansas high school girls volleyball team has been forced to cut its season short after school officials inadvertently broke a rule. The Argonia High School girls volleyball team had qualified for the state playoffs, but the Kansas State High School Activities Association has ruled the team ineligible because it has already played the maximum allowed number of matches this season. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees tonight. Clouds move in, bringing with them a 30% chance of showers, lows overnight around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, 70% chance of showers, cloudy skies tomorrow with a high only near 56. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies and 42 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR News.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Welcome to Morning Edition for this Thursday. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the Kansas Public Radio newsroom. In the next half hour of Morning Edition, a Kansas College cross-country runner collapsed from exertional heat stroke during a blistering hot practice in August. Her disappearance set off a massive search.
Communications.
I just need to make a report to the sheriff's deputy. We've got a track team that was out practicing. They were supposed to run a certain route, and the student has not come back, and we can't find her.
Coming up on Morning Edition, a three-month investigation from the Midwest Newsroom and KCUR into why coaches made her run on a dangerously hot day. That's in about 20 minutes. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 42 degrees. Topeka clear and 42 as well.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, the US and the EU tighten the screws on Russia with sanctions on its two biggest oil companies and discussions over using frozen Russian assets to fund Ukraine. Also, the super-rich families willing to pay top dollar to tutor their toddlers all the way into British high society.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from
the middle of construction vulnerable to natural disaster threats.
Unfortunately, FEMA, even prior to the shutdown, had kind of gone silent on us. And now, with the shutdown, very silent.
Building without FEMA grants on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Tonight, some rain moves in. Forecast for tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 41 degrees at 6:30.
The Prime Minister of Canada has announced the first steps of its plan to divest its economic goals and investments away from the United States. In a televised speech to university students on Wednesday, Mark Carney said the relationship between the two countries will be forever changed.
This decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over.
Canada is planning to double its non-U.S. exports and reinvest in many of the industries that have been most affected by President Trump's tariffs, including auto, steel, and lumber. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading lower at this hour. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Supreme Court has ruled in favor of two plaintiffs who claim a Topeka bank unfairly charged them overdraft fees. The plaintiffs argued Capital Federal Savings Bank's policy on assessing overdraft fees was unfair and ambiguous. In a unanimous decision, the state's high court agreed and sent the case back to a lower court that had dismissed it. The Kansas Reflector reports one plaintiff said the bank charged her $32 for an overdraft three times on a single transaction. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about the level of student fees at state universities, saying they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent. Universities say fees are needed to cover rising operational costs, faculty salaries, and other expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says fee increases have gotten out of hand.
This is kind of mind-blowing to me.
Why are we even paying tuition if you've got $2 billion in fees paying for electricity and gas and all these other things? What is that tuition going for?
Members of a Senate Committee on Efficiency say they plan to investigate student fees during the coming legislative session. Douglas County commissioners have approved geological testing at the site of a proposed solar farm, but a judge will decide whether that testing can proceed. The company developing the solar farm near Lawrence wants to begin preliminary work on the project, which has been suspended pending a lawsuit. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the developers of the Kansas Sky Energy Center in northern Douglas County want to begin testing soil at the site, anticipating they will eventually win the case. Now that the county commission has given the okay, it will be up to a Douglas County judge to decide whether the testing violates the existing court order, which bans work on the project. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 69 degrees, calm winds becoming east around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, 30% chance of showers, mainly late after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers, cloudy with a high tomorrow near 56 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 41 degrees. Topeka, clear, 40 degrees. Manhattan, clear, and 39 degrees at 6:34.
Support for NPR comes
since he had been employed at six police agencies in a period of 4 years. His defense team said that was common in smaller towns and maintained the former officer acted in self-defense at Massey's home, a claim that he can be heard making on the body camera footage.
You know, what else do we do?
I'm not taking hot boiling water to face, and it already reached us.
The footage then goes on to show Massey bleeding out on her kitchen floor while the other officer renders first aid. That's when Sonia Massey's mother and a cousin left the courtroom in tears. Grayson could face life in prison if he's found guilty. For NPR News, I'm Mawa Iqbal in Peoria, Illinois.
This is NPR News.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Still ahead, Ice Block is an app where users can report sightings of ICE agents. Its creator says there's nothing wrong with it.
We went back and forth with Apple's legal and senior officials in App Review for 3 weeks. Everybody signed off on this.
But then Apple pulled Ice Block from its App Store after the Trump administration asked it to. That story in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Get out and enjoy it because rain's coming tonight. There's a 30% chance of showers overnight. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 41 degrees, Atchison clear and 39. The time is 6:44.
Do you have an old cemetery in town off the beaten path? The creepier, the better.
Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Easy Cater, designed to help organizations order food for meetings and events from a nationwide network of restaurants, create lunch programs for their employees, and manage food spend. At easycater.com. And from Focus Features with Begonia, two conspiracy-obsessed young men kidnap the CEO of a company convinced that she is an alien intent on destroying Earth. In select theaters tomorrow, in theaters everywhere October 31st. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. In August of this year, a freshman cross-country runner at Dodge City Community College in southwest Kansas collapsed from exertional heat stroke. She was missing for at least 2.5 hours in a field. The Midwest Newsroom's Chris Husted spoke with reporter Sam Zeff about his three-month investigation that discovered a history of dangerous practices by coaches at the college.
Sam, tell me about the 19-year-old runner who collapsed.
Name is Delia Montez. She was a graduate of Dodge City High School in the hottest part of the day.
What do we know about how Montez is now?
Chris, we know that she's out of the hospital, but we don't know how she's doing. After a flurry of interviews after she went down with exertional heat stroke, the family has chosen to be quiet. There's been a couple of fundraisers done for the family to help defer costs when they were with her in the hospital in Wichita. But how she's doing right now and what their future plans are, we don't know.
Well, thank you very much, Sam, for this.
You're welcome.
That was KCUR reporter Sam Zeff speaking with the Midwest Newsroom's Chris Husted. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. The Midwest Newsroom is a member of the Trust Project. You can hear this report and others on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, selections from two American composers named Thompson, Randall Thompson's Alleluia and Virgil Thompson's The River about the Mississippi. We'll also hear from the Chicago Harp Quartet and three pieces glorifying love, song, and wine. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Sunny skies today, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, some clouds move in, bringing with them a 30% chance of showers, lows overnight around 49. In Lawrence at the moment, clear 41, Topeka clear and 40 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
And I can tell your listeners that we are going to fight back in a very big way.
Joshua Aaron is the creator of IceBlock. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
When asked for comment, the Department of Justice pointed to a statement the Attorney General gave Fox Business. In it, she confirmed that DOJ asked Apple to remove the app. Apple did not respond to our request for comment. It's a financial supporter of NPR, but we cover it like any other company. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
With the federal government that would pause ongoing civil rights investigations. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports the Justice Department has been looking into the school's use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and its handling of anti-Semitism on campus.
The agreement between Virginia's public flagship and the DOJ comes after months of negotiations and will suspend the five remaining investigations into the university's admissions practices and DEI programs. The deal doesn't require UVA to pay anything or give up academic control or freedom. which makes this agreement different from deals that the White House has made with Brown University and Columbia University to reinstate federal funding in exchange for agreeing to specific political priorities. Instead, UVA agrees to follow civil rights law regarding race and report quarterly to the DOJ to demonstrate it is following those rules. The university's interim president, Paul Mahoney, said the deal represented, quote, the best available path forward. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. President Trump is escalating his beef with Republican lawmakers over his proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. Some Republicans, including Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and Representative Tracy Mann, say the move would hurt U.S. producers. But in a post on his social media site Truth Social, Trump suggested American cattle ranchers need to work harder to get the price of beef down for consumers. Trump said Wednesday the only reason U.S. cattle ranchers are doing so well is because of the tariffs he's imposed on imported beef. In response, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said, quote, the reality is that ranchers' success is driven by their own hard work, and asked the government to not undercut them by importing more Argentinian beef. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about increases to student fees at state universities. Suzanne Perez reports.
Universities say fees are needed to cover expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But members of a legislative committee on efficiency say they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent and whether universities are charging students too much. Elaine Frisbee is vice president of finance for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says regents weigh both sides before approving any fee hikes.
Ensuring that the university has the revenue available to ensure they can still deliver the kind of education that they expect.
Fees for a full-time undergraduate student this year range from less than $500 at Kansas State to more than $1,000 at Wichita State. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Officials in Manhattan, Kansas, are warning residents to be on the lookout for sick raccoons that may be carrying a contagious disease. The city's Animal Control Division posted a warning on social media Wednesday saying some raccoons in the area are showing signs of canine distemper. Humans cannot get canine distemper, but unvaccinated dogs are highly susceptible to the disease, which can be fatal. Signs that a raccoon may be infected include disorientation and twitching. Residents are asked to report any sick raccoons to Manhattan Animal Control. A South Central Kansas high school girls volleyball team has been forced to cut its season short after school officials inadvertently broke a rule. The Argonia High School team had qualified for the state playoffs, but the Kansas State High School Activities Association has ruled the team ineligible because it has already played the maximum allowed number of matches this season. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. Winds will be calm, then becoming eastward at around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 a.m., lows around 49. Tomorrow, there's a 70% chance of showers, with a high tomorrow only around 56. In Lawrence right now, clear skies and 40 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Blue Moon, a new film directed by Richard Linklater, starring Ethan Hawke, Margaret Qualley, Bobby Cannavale, and Andrew Scott. Now playing select cities, opens everywhere Friday.
It's Morning Edition.
The next step, because North Carolina's Democratic governor cannot veto redistricting proposals. For NPR News, I'm Adam Wagner in Raleigh.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit and the Women in Money Conference for women interested in their financial well-being, November 6th at Exploration Place in Wichita. More on Women in Money Conference at womeninmoneyks.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour, a Kansas College cross-country runner collapsed from heat stroke during a blistering hot practice in August. Her disappearance set off a massive search.
Communications.
I just need to make a report to the sheriff's deputy. We've got a track team that was out practicing. They were supposed to run a certain route, and the student has not come back, and we can't find her.
Coming up on Morning Edition, a three-month investigation from the Midwest Newsroom and KCUR into why coaches made her run on a dangerously hot day. That's in about 20 minutes. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees. A very nice day. Tonight, though, some clouds move in, bringing a 30% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 49. Tomorrow, there's a 70% chance of showers. In Lawrence at the moment, clear skies, 40 degrees. Topeka clear and 40 degrees as well.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC News Hour. Today, the US and the EU tighten the screws on Russia with sanctions on its two biggest oil companies and discussions over using frozen Russian assets to fund Ukraine. Also, the super-rich families willing to pay top dollar to tutor their toddlers all the way into British high society.
BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from...
Jeff, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you. I see no
changes. All I see is... And we should mention that Orlando Anderson, who is now deceased, consistently denied his involvement in Tupac's murder, and he was never tried. This is NPR News.
The Trump administration's cancellation of billions of dollars intended to help local governments has left local hospitals in the middle of construction vulnerable to natural disaster threats.
Unfortunately, FEMA, even prior to the shutdown, had kind of gone silent on us. And now, with the shutdown, very silent.
Building without FEMA grants. On All Things Considered, from NPR News.
ATC begins at 3, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69. Tonight, some clouds move in, bringing with them a chance of rain. Forecast for tomorrow, 70% chance of showers. Right now, though, in Lawrence, clear skies and 40 degrees. It's 7:30.
Government shutdown stretches into next month. Heather Williams is a mom of two who lives in Houston, Texas. She says her family could face some hard choices.
We'd have to choose between paying our rent or getting food. We'd have to choose between paying our car insurance and getting food. The holidays are coming up, and without SNAP benefits, there really wouldn't be much of a holiday.
SNAP benefits for October are still being distributed, but funding for November is uncertain. The program needs to be renewed by Congress. About 42 million people rely on SNAP each month. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about the level of student fees at state universities, saying they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent. Universities say fees are needed because it cover rising operational costs, faculty salaries, and other expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says fee increases have gotten out of hand.
This is kind of mind-blowing to me. You know, why are we even paying tuition if you've got $2 billion in fees paying for electricity and gas and all these other things? What is that tuition going for?
Members of a Senate Committee on Efficiency say they plan to investigate student fees during the coming legislative session. Douglas County commissioners have approved geological testing at the site of a proposed solar farm, but a judge will decide whether that testing can proceed. The company developing the solar farm near Lawrence wants to begin preliminary work on the project, which has been suspended pending a lawsuit. The Lawrence Journal World reports the developers of the Kansas Sky Energy Center in northern Douglas County want to begin testing soil at the site, anticipating they will eventually win the case. Now that the county commission has given the okay, it will be up to a Douglas County judge to decide whether the testing violates the existing court order, which bans work on the project. Kansas lawmakers are considering new regulations on cryptocurrency. Currently, the state has relatively few laws regulating the virtual money. At a meeting on Wednesday, some lawmakers said the state needs to make it safer for people to use the technology by implementing guardrails. Kansas lags behind many other states in implementing cryptocurrency regulations. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced another round of highway construction projects. The nine projects Kelly announced Wednesday total more than $442 million. They include reconstruction and repair work on roads and bridges in a dozen counties. The work is being undertaken through a bipartisan initiative known as the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 69, calm wind becoming east around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, 30% chance of showers with a low around 49. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers with a high near 56. Right now in Lawrence, clear and 40 degrees at 7:34.
Support for NPR comes...
That touch anything related to, again, this nebulous term Antifa. And while a designation would be subject to legal challenge, there is a question experts say of who could step up and challenge a designation when, again, experts say there is no organization Antifa.
NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Ryan, thanks.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Jewish Community Congregation, hosting the 62nd annual Blintz Brunch and Bake Sale on Sunday, November 2nd at 917 Highland Drive in Lawrence. Details available at blintzbrunch.org. Coming up on Morning Edition, President Trump in a social media post has called on cattle ranchers to, quote, get their prices down. He claimed high tariffs he placed on imports are the reason ranchers are doing so well. The reality, of course, is more complicated. We'll hear how in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69. Tonight, some clouds move in. There's a 30% chance of showers overnight with a low around 49. Tomorrow, Friday, a 70% chance of showers. Cloudy, highs tomorrow near 56. In Lawrence, clear skies, 40 degrees. Topeka, clear, 39 degrees. It's 7:44.
If there's a supergroup in Kansas City jazz, it might be Wiretown. We'll hear them this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us here live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, Martinez. You may want to take a seat for this story because that's what thieves in Madrid, Spain have been doing for the last 2 months. More than 1,000 chairs have been stolen from the outdoor seating areas of restaurants there, about $70,000 worth. Police said Wednesday they arrested seven people suspected of the thefts who allegedly already sold chairs. I wonder if that means standing room only outdoor dining in Madrid. Sounds like fun. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. In August of this year, a freshman cross-country runner at Dodge City Community College in southwest Kansas collapsed from exertional heat stroke. She was missing for at least 2.5 hours in a field. The Midwest Newsroom's Chris Husted spoke with reporter Sam Zeff about his 3-month investigation that discovered a history of dangerous practices by coaches at the college.
Sam, tell me about the 19-year-old
Emily to help defer cost when they were with her in the hospital in Wichita. But how she's doing right now and what their future plans are, we don't know.
Well, thank you very much, Sam, for this.
You're welcome.
That was KCUR reporter Sam Zeff speaking with the Midwest Newsroom's Chris Husted. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and public radio stations in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. It's a member of the Trust Project.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, October 26, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
KPR's annual Live Day features performances by area artists, including Trio Lawrence, Maddie and Saniva, the cello and violin duo from K-State, and much more. It's tomorrow, with concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Hope you will join us for Live Day again tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. on KPR One stations. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers, lows overnight around 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 56. In Lawrence at the moment, clear, 40 degrees. Manhattan, clear, 39. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Of How We Survive are ready for you on your favorite podcast app. And Small Investors Chatting Online have turned non-meat company Beyond Meat into the latest stock trading craze. From an all-time low October the 16th, Beyond Stock went up 600%, but then it dropped 19% overnight. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. News from NPR and KPR is next. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. President Trump canceled.
That's 5 more congressional seats. The social media site Reddit is suing artificial intelligence company Perplexity over alleged data theft. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, it's the latest legal battle over the controversial data collection practices of the AI industry.
Reddit says AI search engine Perplexity and other data scraping companies engage in a industrial-scale, unlawful collection of comments from millions of the site's users. Lawyers for Reddit compare the actions to would-be bank robbers who can't get into a vault, so they break into an armored truck instead. Perplexity denied the allegation, saying its practices remained principled and responsible. A wave of lawsuits are now playing out centered on how AI companies train chatbots to become so powerful. Vast corners of the internet have been scanned without permission, spurring copyright lawsuits from publications like the New York Times. In this case, Reddit says other AI chatbots have struck licensing deals, but Perplexity has refused. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. President Trump is escalating his beef with Republican lawmakers over his proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. Some Republicans, including Kansas Senator Jerry Moran and Representative Tracy Mann, say the move would hurt U.S. producers. But in a post on his social media site Truth Social, Trump suggested American cattle ranchers need to work harder to get the price of beef down for consumers. Trump said Wednesday the only reason U.S. cattle ranchers are doing so well is because of the tariffs he's imposed. In response, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said the reality is that, quote, ranchers' success is driven by their own hard work, and asked the government not to undercut them by importing more beef. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about increases to student fees at state universities. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Universities say fees are needed to cover expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But members of a legislative committee on efficiency say they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent and whether universities are charging students too much. Elaine Frisby is vice president of finance for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says regents weigh both sides before approving any fee hikes.
Ensuring that the university has the revenue available to ensure they can still deliver the kind of education that they expect.
Fees for a full-time undergraduate student this year range from less than $500 at Kansas State to more than $1,000 at Wichita State. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Officials in Manhattan are warning residents to be on the lookout for sick raccoons that may be carrying a dangerous disease. The city's Animal Control Division posted a warning on social media Wednesday saying some raccoons in the area are showing signs of canine distemper. Humans cannot get canine distemper, but unvaccinated dogs are highly susceptible to the disease, which can be fatal. Signs that a raccoon may be infected include disorientation and twitching. Residents are asked to report any sick raccoons to Manhattan Animal Control. A South Central Kansas high school girls volleyball team has been forced to cut its season short after school officials inadvertently broke a rule. The Argonia High School team had qualified for the state playoffs, but the Kansas State High School Activities Association has ruled the team ineligible because it has already played the maximum allowed number of matches this season. KSN reports school officials say the scheduling snafu was a misunderstanding. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 69 degrees. Nice day. Tonight, though, some clouds move in, bringing with them a 30% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, 70% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 56. In Lawrence, mostly sunny, 40 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 39 degrees. This is Morning Edition. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, October 26, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia Today, selections from two American composers named Thompson, Randall Thompson's Alleluia and Virgil Thompson's The River about the Mississippi. We'll also hear from the Chicago Harp Quartet. All that coming up between 9 and noon. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. The forecast for today looks nice. Sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 69 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds. They bring with a 30% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 49 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow, Cloudy skies, 70% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 56. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Right now in Lawrence, though, mostly sunny, 40 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny and 39. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from...
Okay, that's the price of sports tickets, but what about candy? With Halloween just over a week away, lots of people are stocking up on all sorts of sugary treats for neighborhood kids, or maybe just a little for themselves. But chocolate in particular is getting more expensive. The price of cocoa has more than doubled since the beginning of the year. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, in the next story in our Cost of Living series, the spooky, scary high candy prices. Listen on the NPR app, a smart speaker, or on this public radio station. This is NPR News.
The Trump administration's cancellation of billions of dollars intended to help local governments has left local hospitals in the middle of construction vulnerable to natural disaster threats.
Unfortunately, FEMA, even prior to the shutdown, had kind of gone silent on us. And now, with the shutdown, very silent.
Building without FEMA grants. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny with a high near 69. Tonight, some clouds move in, 30% chance of showers overnight with a low around 49. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 41 degrees, it's 8:30.
Life, east wing of the White House, is being demolished to make room for a grand new ballroom. President Trump says construction will now cost $300 million instead of $200.
We are using little sections of footings and various other things, but that's sort of irrelevant. In order to do it properly, we had to take down the existing structure.
The modern east wing of the White House was built during World War II. Until recently, it housed the offices of the First Lady's staff. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Douglas County commissioners have approved geological testing at the site of a proposed solar farm, but a judge will decide whether the testing can proceed. The company developing the solar farm near Lawrence wants to begin preliminary work on the project, which has been suspended pending a lawsuit. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the developers of the Kansas Sky Energy Center in northern Douglas County want to begin testing soil at the site, anticipating they will eventually win the case. Now that the county commission has given the okay, it will be up to a Douglas County judge to decide whether the testing violates the existing court order banning work on the project. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about the level of student fees at state universities, saying they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent. Universities say fees are needed to cover rising operational costs, faculty salaries, and other expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says fee increases have gotten out of hand.
This is kind of mind-blowing to me. You know, why are we even paying tuition if you've got $2 billion in fees paying for electricity and gas and all these other things? What is that tuition going for?
Members of a Senate Committee on Efficiency say they plan to investigate student fees during the coming legislative session. Kansas lawmakers are considering new regulations on cryptocurrency. Currently, the state has relatively few laws regulating the virtual money. At a meeting on Wednesday, some lawmakers said the state needs to make it safer for people to use the technology by implementing guardrails. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced another round of highway construction projects. The nine projects Kelly announced on Wednesday total more than $442 million. They include reconstruction and repair work on roads and bridges in a dozen counties. The work is being undertaken through a bipartisan initiative known as the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 69 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, a 30% chance of showers, lows overnight around 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers, highs tomorrow only around 56. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies and 41 degrees, Topeka sunny and 40. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead, IceBlock is an app where users can report sightings of ICE agents. Its creator says there's nothing wrong with it.
We went back and forth with Apple's legal and senior officials in App Review for 3 weeks. Everybody signed off on this.
But Apple pulled IceBlock from its App Store after the Trump administration complained. We'll hear more in 10 minutes. Sounds like it's going to be a nice day today. Sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 69 degrees. Things change up a little bit tonight. Increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 49. The outlook for tomorrow, cloudy, 70% chance of showers. Cooler too, highs tomorrow, only around 56. In Lawrence at the moment though, sunny skies, 41 degrees, the time 8:44.
Do you have an old cemetery in town off the beaten path? The creepier the better.
Jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, do the Morris Dance in the noon hour to some lively tunes by Holst. And we've got an organ prelude by Bach, a Spanish flute concerto, all sorts of wonderful things during classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Latest weather forecast from the National Weather Service says we can expect sunny skies today. High temperatures this afternoon around 69 degrees. Sounds like a nice day. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 49 degrees. Friday, cloudy, 70% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow only around 56. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. High near 59. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers, high near 64. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, warming up, 43 degrees. In Manhattan right now, mostly cloudy, 41 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
I'm Steven Skip.
And I'm A. Martinez.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at Kansas Public Radio or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. On KPR2, you can hear BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 69 degrees, calm wind becoming east, just around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds, bringing with them a 30% chance of showers, lows overnight around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, 70% chance of showers, highs tomorrow near 56. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 43 degrees, Topeka's mostly sunny, 42. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman.